This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? The pain-relieving effects of drugs like ibuprofen are well known. But ibuprofen and its relatives, known as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, may someday have another use, as antibiotics. Researchers tested three anti-inflammatory drugs, Bromfenac, used in eye drops, and carprofen and vetiprofen, both for treating conditions like arthritis in dogs. The investigators found that all three drugs bind to something called the DNA clamp in bacteria. That clamp's essential to repairing and replicating DNA. By jamming it, the painkillers can actually kill live E. coli, in a test tube at least. The findings appear in the journal Chemistry and Biology. Study author Aaron Oakley of Australia's University of Wollongong says we still need clinical trials to tell if this trick holds true in humans. But this study's a first step.
Yeah, I guess it alerts a lot of clinicians to the fact that some of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that they're using may have this off-target effect.
And it gives drug developers, like Oakley and his colleagues, a whole new way to attack antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.